I'm Lawrence Lessig, and you're tuned to Tears of the Gods, a 21st century sound collage, remixing music and metaphors, plus audio clips from who knows where. Only on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and on the internet at WMFO.org, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you. Resulting from nuclear detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
Every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is 2 electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is 2 fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
With a 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1953.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you. Meet me in the middle of the air. If I'm aware, you there.
WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bucher, and this is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Our theme for this episode is a bunch of short songs and a couple of longer ones, featuring the Israeli electronic duo Infected Mushroom and the seminal German electronic band Kraftwerk. We began that last set with some Beethoven, his Turkish March, and then Kraftwerk with Regeneration, another selection from their Tour de France soundtracks, and then going way back to the 12th century, and April Sticheron, a Byzantine chant performed by the Bulgarian Orthodox Ensemble. Then we heard from this week's featured artists, Infected Mushroom and Horus the Chorus. Next was a Mongolian traditional long song, well, it was actually pretty short, just 1 minute and 30 seconds. It's performed by Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. We also heard from Wendy Carlos and Rhea from her Digital Moonscapes album. We also heard my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity that included excerpts from President Eisenhower's 1953 A Chance for Peace speech, which was given after the leader of Russia, Joseph Stalin, died. And it was hoped that there might be, in fact, a real chance for peace. We also heard a public service message about adopting pets from the animal shelter. A very good thing to do if you're looking for a pet. Also, Frank Zappa and Ensemble Modern, the piece called Exercise Number 4 from the Yellow Shark album. And we finished things off with an absolutely amazing live performance of In My Time of Dying, Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes from their Live at the Greek album. We've got just one last set for you, and it's going to include a couple of short classical pieces composed by Felix Mendelssohn, Telemann, and Mozart. We're also going to be hearing some Islamic music from Morocco, and then a brand new atomic remix I made of Infected Mushroom's Waves of Sound that includes recollections from the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the atomic bomb, the Manhattan Project. Also some jazz with Astrud Gilberto and some punk with Black Flag. And it all starts now here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
Richard Daley vowed to keep it peaceful, even if it took force to keep the peace. He was backed by 12,000 police, 5,000 National Guardsmen, 7,500 regular army troops.
Manhã, tão bonita manhã, na vida uma nova canção, cantando só teus olhos, teu riso, tuas mãos. Pois há de haver um dia em que virás das cordas do meu violão, que só teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos nos lábios teus. La la la.
Hundreds of marchers and dozens of policemen were injured. Restraint was absent on both sides. This was later called a police riot.
surfing on the waves of sound.
Is it atomic?
Moral questions. I do have something I would like to say about it, because the original reason to start the project, which I had, which was that the Germans were in danger, started me off on a process of action, which was to try to develop this first system in Princeton, then at Los Alamos, to try to make the bomb work. All kinds of attempts to redesign, to make it a reverse bomb, or whatever, and so on, and all working all this time to see if we can make it go. So it was a project in which we all worked very, very hard and all cooperated together. With any project like that, you continue to work trying to get success, having decided to do it. But what I did immorally, I would say, was not to remember the reason that I said I was doing it. So that when the reason changed, which was that Germany was defeated, not the single thought came to my mind at all about that. But that meant now that I have to reconsider why I'm continuing to do this. I simply didn't think, okay? Reaction I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction, was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk, and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima. I was involved with this happy thing, and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums, and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
To save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been a bunch of short songs and a couple of longer songs. We began that set with a short classical piece composed by Felix Mendelssohn, A Midsummer Night's Dream, incidental music, Opus 61, number 11, The Clown's Dance. And then Astrud Gilberto gave us Maja de Carnival. And Black Flag, Wasted. Needed to get out my sonic hammer of the gods and smash out a bad word in there. Then we heard a song from Marrakesh, Morocco, Ubati. It's performed by various artists. I found that on The Music of Islam, a sampler. Next up was another classical piece, this one composed by Georg Philipp Telemann, the Suite for Orchestra in G minor. Our featured artist's Infected Mushroom, followed with my atomic remix of their Waves of Sound. And that included some thoughts from the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the Manhattan Project, the atomic bomb, as he discussed the tremendous contrast between Los Alamos, where they had developed the atomic bombs, and Hiroshima, where the first one was used in war. Backing me up right now is Tangerine Dream, with The Origin of Supernatural Probabilities from their Dream Roots collection. Going out to Savoir Faire, who would normally be coming up next with songs from the Squid Pod. But unfortunately, this week, he's not able to do his show. But he sends his love to you, and he expects to be back again next week, as do I, here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Freeform, non-commercial, community radio.